Yes. And exhale for the fact that I am recording my very first podcast episode. Yes. 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 It is happening. It is happening. The very first episode of Badass Fat Ass, the podcast, is here. Hey, y'all. My name is Johnice. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for joining me on this journey. Welcome to the very first episode of Badass Fat Ass, the podcast. Again, I am Johnice, but we're going to call me Belle Janelle, because that's kind of like my stage name that I totally made up. But thanks again for joining me. I am so excited, as you can already tell, about this journey, about this idea to have a podcast. I have been trying to do a podcast for so long, y'all, and I'll get into that in a minute. Because this is the very first episode of Badass Fat Ass the podcast, I really just like saying that. Can you tell? Because this is the first episode, it will be an introductory episode, if you will, about who I am. And so let's just kick it off right here, right? So as I've said already, my name is Johnice. I currently live in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am from the dear, sweet, beautiful city of Chicago. Yes, I am from the Windy City, Chicago. And I adore Chicago. Listen, I am a diehard Chicago everything fan. I'm a Cubs fan. I'm a White Sox fan. I'm a Bears fan. Blackhawks, Bulls, Chicago Fire. That's a soccer team. Literally, I'm a fan of everything, all things Chicago, just because it's my city. It's what I know. It's what I've grown to love. So that's where I'm from. I've been in Atlanta for the past 4 years, and I like it here. I like it. It's cool. It ain't my city, but it's cool. I currently work in finance and blah, blah, blah. And there we go. We're going to slide that on over to the side. That's who I am from a very basic standpoint. But this podcast is something that I've been wanting to do for so long. So while I was in Chicago, I had a radio show for a very short time, like 2.5 years. I was on the radio on a station in Chicago. It was the coolest thing ever. I never thought that it would be something that I would be interested in, let alone would do. So, excuse me, I had a radio show, and it was super cool. It was called the Community Empowerment Hour. And we talked community issues. We talked current events in terms of, like, you know, political things and things that were happening around the city, around the country and abroad. And when the show ended, I was like, wow, that was so cool. This is something I think I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to get into radio. And I was all, I'm going to look up journalism programs and, you know, be a broadcaster. And I moved to Atlanta, and I, like, found this school that I wanted to go to. And then, you know, I just never really followed through with that, because it was something that I decided I actually don't want to do that. I will say that fear was a big part of that. I scare myself out of a lot of things. So I never did it. And now here I am. Recording my very first podcast. But I will tell you, even after deciding I wasn't going to go to school for radio broadcasting, I was like, I'm going to record a podcast. And then I got discouraged, because I'm like, what am I going to talk about on a podcast that everybody else isn't already talking about? So I decided I wasn't going to do a podcast either, because fear again kind of took over. And I didn't want to do it because I felt like nothing was going to set me apart. And I remember watching this video from Kev on Stage. If you don't know, Kev on Stage is a comedian, And I will post the link to his Instagram page as well as the video in the show notes. I will post that so you can see the video for yourself. But I remember him saying in this video that you are the only person that is you. So if you feel like you can't do something because everybody else is doing it, well, everybody else is not you. And so do what it is that you feel like everybody else is doing, because there is only one person that is you, and that's you. And that really encouraged me. It has resonated with me. And today I randomly decided I would start this Instagram page kind of showcasing, if you will, my fat ass body and just embracing it. And not just me, but other plus size women. I just decided I would start an Instagram page that was focused on plus size women and body positivity, and showcase myself where a place where I can just be freely and openly who I am in this big body that I have. And so I created the page. I posted a couple of pictures. Again, the link will be in the show notes, because you have to follow me, because that's kind of how this is going to work. You follow me, you listen to the podcast, and we all live happily ever after. I decided to create this Instagram page, posted a couple of pictures, and then I was like, I'm going to do a podcast. Yeah, I'm going to do a podcast where I can promote it on my Instagram page, but also where I can talk about what it means to be a fat girl, a black fat girl. Because let me say that there's a difference. There's a difference between a black fat girl and a fat girl that is a woman that is not of color. Completely different experiences. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about an array of things from the plus size woman's perspective. Some things that we'll cover may not necessarily be from the plus size woman's perspective. It'll just, be hot topics, what's going on in the news, what's going on with celebrities. But I do want to make sure that the focus, the theme of this show will be about celebrating the body that is plus size. What is plus size though, right? Like, is plus size just a range of numbers in terms of the size clothes that you wear? Is that what plus size is? I guess it can be defined as such. I think in society, that is how it is defined, or how you fall into that category based on the size clothes that you wear. And I don't even know what that range is. I'll look it up. Pretty sure it's like, especially, society thinks like a size 10 is plus size, which to me is skinny as hell. I don't know if it's like 12 and up or 10 and up. I'm not sure. I'll look it up and, I'll maybe share on the next episode or share it in the show notes. But what is plus size? I tend to think that plus size can be a state of mind. I know some people who are much smaller than me who still think that they're fat. And who am I to say, girl, you ain't fat? Because if that's how they feel, then hey, that's how they feel. Now, I think that we kind of have to get into loving ourselves and embracing who we are and the bodies that we have. But I am not going to tell a woman that just because she's smaller than me, she is not fat. If that's how she feels, that's how she feels. And so plus size can be a state of mind. But we'll talk about that a little more. We'll talk about what it means to be plus size and healthy, or plus size and unhealthy like my ass. Sex with a plus size woman. Oh, child. We might have to have like a series of episodes about sex with a big bitch. Okay? Because, listen. We'll just go through these different things of what it means to be a plus size woman and what that experience is like for me, for my friends, and for just women in general. I am so excited about the fact that this is like really happening. Can we just like celebrate the fact that this is actually happening? Yes. Yes. Round of applause. for the fact that I decided to conquer a fear and just execute something. I say a lot of things, y'all. I have said a lot of things in the past, and I don't always follow through with the execution. So a round of applause, pat on the back for me for executing something. And hopefully this encourages you to do the same. Do whatever it is that you said that you wanted to do, that you set out to do. Just like literally use what you have and do it. So I'm super excited that you have listened and that you will continue to listen to my podcast, Badass Fat Ass, the podcast. Again, I am Belle Janelle, and thanks again for listening, guys. So that's it. Bye.